Hi, how are you? I am very sleepy, and we are going to see how this turns out. I had planned on recording an audio today. Like a couple of days ago, I've been thinking about it. And I had set my mind on the fact that I was going to do it today, right? But turns out I had to go out today to do a thing. And it ended up lasting longer than I expected it to. And I ended up coming back home later than I thought I was going to. And hungry and tired. And I was trapped inside of Instagram for a while because obviously that is a thing that happens, right? And then I realized it was getting late and I was reconsidering. But as it turns out, I do want to get off, right? So, wait, I think this might be just fine. Think this might be just fine. Oh God, I just took off my headphones and I realized I don't know how was it being louder? God. Thing is, I have like noise canceling headphones. So if I have them on, like they are on, and I have them on and I'm listening to something, I literally do not know how loud I am. So I just took them off, and I think I might have been speaking too loud. I don't know. Whatever. As I was saying, I do want to get off. So here we are. But also, I'm sleepy. So we're gonna see how that works. I figured we're gonna start slow. Slow, just by rubbing on my pussy and see just. And see just how we go from there. Have been there. There were things that I was thinking about for an audio, and there's a few. I know you want me. I know you want me to do many things. Okay, you've said so. I know you want me to do many things. Some of them I don't feel like I can really pull off. I know you want me to be dominant. And I know you want me to be a bit cruel. But I don't think I have it in my heart. Okay, so I don't like being degraded, and I don't like being humiliated, and I don't like being, anything like negative stuff, quote unquote negative stuff. I don't like it. I like kindness. I like empathy. I don't like people being condescending to me. Okay? I don't like people being patronizing. So I don't like doing that to others. I don't like humiliating people. I don't like degrading people. So I don't think I have it in me to do that. I could make an effort, but I think to pull it off the way that you want me to, I would need to practice it. And I'm not there yet at all. At all. But I know you did like last audio that I uploaded. I know you liked that I took control, which is something that I can do because I know that you want to give me control. I know that you want me to take charge. And I do believe that I can do that with the kindness of my heart. I do think that I can do that without being rude to you. I can still be very, very loving and not let you come. And you won't obey. I know you would. I know that if I tell you right now that you can't come, you would do as I say. Because you're so nice to me, aren't you? You want to be good to me. You want to make me feel good. So if I give you direct instructions, I expect you to follow them. And as it is, you can't come until I say so. Now, in all fairness, we will see whether or not I even remember to give you permission to come. Have to say, you come in right now, it's really not that important for me. Right now, what's important is that I'm wet and I'm rubbing my pussy. I was rubbing at my clit, but I decided to go a bit lower to feel how the entrance is, see how wet I'm feeling, and it's going nicely, I have to say, it's going really nice. I'm laying in bed and I am under my blanket and I'm so comfy and soft. Uncomfortable. I'm so sleepy. I am so comfy. And I'm gonna get my pussy all wet and needy. See how long I can make it until I absolutely need to fuck my pussy. I need to get a lot more reacquainted with using my hand. I really don't use my hands very often. I mean, I started buying sex toys when I was like 17, I believe. I remember clearly I wasn't even 18 because I was very nervous about buying my toy, like the first thing that I bought. And I paid cash, so they didn't ask me for an ID, thankfully. But just barely. So I know that I wasn't 18 yet. But the point is that I've been using sex toys for a long time, right? And even before I bought my first sex toy, I very irresponsibly, let me tell you, had been using items that are not
specifically made to be inserted, but I did anyways because I was horny and I needed to make it do with what I had, which is why I now have options for whatever I feel like using. And there are many, many more things that I want, okay? There are plenty of other toys that I want to have because there are plenty of other things that I want to have at hand and try. I just keep thinking about it. I've mentioned before, I've said it. I think there is a picture. No, there isn't. Whatever, forget it. My favorite sex toy, which is the one that I mainly like 99% of the time I will be using when I'm doing penetration. Let's say it's the shape of a parenthesis, like a C, but like not so close, not so circular. And this is the love of my life, because the curve is amazing and it presses on my G-spot and my cervix like, oh god. I remember before I managed to buy this toy, I had been eyeing it for a couple of years and I wanted it so much, to the point that a couple of times I was getting off and I fantasized about getting off with this toy. So in a weird way, I was getting off to the idea of the toy. So I love it. I have to say, I got my hands on it and I tried it for the first time and I was so absolutely in love. Like, any expectations that I had of this toy were paled in comparison to the real experience of really using it. So I love it, right? And there's what I, in my head, call the older brother, like the older sibling, which is a bigger, heavier, thicker version of my toy. It's a different shape, right? But it's the same brand that I am salivating with the idea of getting my hands on at some point. It is nowhere near happening because it is a very, very expensive sex toy and I just simply cannot justify buying that thing as of right now. But this is like a project in my life that I want. This is something that I really want. I just want to put it inside me. I just need to put that thing inside of my body at least once. I need to feel it. It's huge. And I've never felt more like a size queen than when I think about that toy. I was saying before I sidetracked that it's been so long since I exclusively use my fingers, like use my hands to get off, because I don't have to. I simply don't have to. I have things. I have different types of both internal and external toys. And I just think, why would I use my hands when I can use something else, right? But I can always just shove my hand in my pants, right? I might not always have a sex toy at hand. And sometimes I'm just laying in bed and I'm very sleepy and very tired and very cozy and I don't want to get up. Now, full clarity for this situation, I do have sex toys at hand. they will be participating in the audio because I love them, because I just, and all respect for everyone and everyone's experience, I just, there is no comparison for me, for my experience, for my own taste of how I feel when I use my fingers and I finger myself, to how it feels when I can fully rub on my G-spot relentlessly and press on my cervix. There is just that is a completely different animal. It is just a different experience, and I absolutely adore it. Okay, so the toys will come at some point later on in a bit. Okay, I don't know how long I'm gonna be at it today. Hopefully, fingers crossed, not that long. But if you know me, you know. And if you don't know me, hi. I tend to make long audios, just to let you know. That's the context. You know that if you hit play on this audio, you saw how long it is. So you already know. I don't know right now how long that is going to be. So you figure it out. You will know. You will know. Oh God. You know what? I for all that you are giving me control today, and for all that I'm not gonna let you come until I say so, I have to say, I have no patience. I am rubbing my index finger in the entrance of my pussy, and it feels so wet and sticky. And for all that I care, every time that I start to finger myself, I do so for the purpose, like with the goal in mind that I'm going to get my entrance wet enough that I can shove a toy inside it. Okay, so I'm feeling it right now, and I have to tell you, I think we are at that point. So I have a very cold. Oh God, why is it so cold? I'm gonna press it against my skin. See if I can warm it up a bit. Oh, God. He de decir, mi gente linda. En algún momento yo pensé que a ustedes se les iba a pasar la fantasía, digamos, de oírme hablar en español, ¿verdad? Pero parece que no se acaba. Yo he dicho que yo no creo que yo vaya a hacer un audio completo en español, y lo mantengo, la verdad no creo. No lo sé. No sé. No me convence, como que no me nace mucho. Pero lo que pasa es que, miren, yo la voy a ser honesta. Yo es que yo no sé hablar sucio en español. Porque es que yo he visto tantos acentos, y yo he visto tantas palabras, y yo he visto tanta cosa, que yo ya no sé qué decir. Entonces, yo siento que en este aspecto el inglés es como muchísimo más neutral, ¿verdad? Entonces yo por eso como que me quedo muy ahí. Pero bueno, a ver, acepto sugerencias. Si ustedes me quieren escuchar hablando en español, denme ejemplos, denme sugerencias, díganme, uy, mira, mi amor, tú me puedes decir tal cosa. Y yo lo contemplaré y yo ahí veré, ¿ok? That's it. I know a lot of you guys want to hear me speak in Spanish, and I have to say, I don't even know who wants it more. The Spanish-speaking people listening that know and would love to hear it, or the non-Spanish-speaking people that will also love to hear me speak in Spanish, even though you're not gonna fucking understand a thing I say. But yeah, I always use, you know what? You don't get to know what I said. You either understand it or you don't. And if you don't, I mean, that's another thing that I have control over and you don't right now. Okay? I decide and you accept it. And you enjoy it because, let's face it, you are enjoying it as it is. Oh God, I'm gonna take out these very ruined panties because I have to tell you, I've been rubbing myself even before starting the audio, which is why I decided to start the audio. You know, I was contemplating, do I not, do I not? And I was rubbing myself, and I was like, oh, I'm so sleepy, but I also want to get off. So figured I'd give you this non-Formula One audio. I swear to you, I'm not gonna tag it. I will not. But it's been a theme, hasn't it? I mean, the season started and I got excited, and I ran away with it, and I'm gonna keep running away with it. And you've been great at letting me talk about whatever the fuck I wanna talk about. But I also don't want to exclusively keep doing that, so I'm not going to right now. Also, I don't have anything to say with not. Ay, coño. I'm just flipping this to get it warm on the other side because I don't want to put this very, very cold piece of steel in me. I want it to be at least room temperature piece of steel. I think I'm trying to set up the pad in the most efficient way because I got the small pads again. I think I said that, but it doesn't make it any better. It doesn't make it any more comfortable. Okay, this is warm enough. It's warm enough, but it's still a shock. Let's see if you can pick on that. So for context, that is you who's rubbing the entrance. Fuck, I just love it. I just love it so much. Oh God, I'm so comfortable right now. So comfortable. My pussy feels so nice.
I'm gonna go slow. We're gonna see how long I can take it at this pace. Honestly, oh god, this is why I love this toy so much. It doesn't even fucking matter. What pace I'm using. It's still present. Oh fuck. It's still present in all the right places. Are you loving it? Are you loving that I'm getting off? You're not? I mean, you can touch yourself, just so we're clear. It's just that you can't come. So, you know, it's your choice how much you want to touch yourself. You can do it. You can stroke your cock as much as you want. I would like you to. I would love it if you hold your balls for me. All full with all the cum that you want to give me. And start stroking your cock slowly. Until you get to the, until you get to the head. Oh God, I would really, really love it if you played with the head and rub just the tip of it. Just the tip. Just the slit with the pad of your finger. Oh fuck, run it around. And I want you to think about it. And think about how would it feel if the slit of your cock just that very, very tip was what's present into my cervix. How would it feel if it was you pounding my pussy, making it cream? I want you to picture it. I want you to picture your cock fucking into my dripping, wet, sloppy pussy. Oh, fuck, it's dripping. Let me tell you that it is dripping. How would it look coming in and out of my creamy pussy? And all the liquid, all the cream, all the gruel. Ah, spilling it around your cock. You know you're dying to fuck me. But you can't come. Okay? I get to fuck myself as much as I want. I get to fuck my pussy relentlessly. Make it cut and make it squared and cream. And drool. All messy. All wet. Oh, I get to do that to myself as many times as I want. But you don't get to come. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with this. And the thing that I like the most is how much I know that you would do it for me. how much you want to make me happy, how much you want to make me feel good. I think I would like it if you kneel in front of me. I'm gonna describe it for you, okay? I'm laying down on my bed. I'm very comfortable. All warm and comfy, as I've said previously. I have my legs spread. And I have a toy inside of me. And I've paused, as you can hear. She's not making any noises. You know, my pussy is very messy and very loud. So if you're not listening to anything right now, it's because I've paused, right? But I do have a toy inside of me. And what I want you to do is to kneel at the floor, right in front of the bed. Because I want your face as close to my pussy as we can have it without anything falling on it. You get to see how this toy is coming in and out of me and all the mess that it's making and all the liquid that is being fucked out of it. You get to see it right there in front of you. You can hear it. You can hear how messy it is. You can see how red and sensitive it's gonna get. Because it will get red. Because I pound it really nice. You get to smell. You get to smell to my cunt. And you get to salivate thinking about how it will taste if you could put your mouth on it. But you're not quite close enough to do that. You see everything and you hear everything. And you can't touch yourself. But you're just not quite close enough. You can touch yourself thinking about how it would feel if this toy was your cock. If it was you. Oh my God. Oh God. If it was you making me wet and making it messy. Oh God. Oh God, it's so much. God. I remember how it was before I managed to squirt for the first time. You have no idea how obsessed I was with being able to do it. Oh God, I wanted to have a messy pussy so much. I wanted to make it drip. I wanted to feel how it would be to make a mess like that. And I couldn't do it. And I fucked myself so much. Again and again and again, trying to get to do it, and I couldn't. I have to say, I did have a great time, of course, but I was still very frustrated. And at some point, I realized that I did feel it. It was just there, so close. I could feel it. I knew that I was gonna be able to do it. But I just couldn't quite get there. And then I figured,
that I just didn't want to wet the bed. And it was so simple and so complicated at the same time. And I started using towels, and that did not work, because it did not work. I still soaked through to my mattress. So that wasn't going to be it. I couldn't be washing my towels so often. So at some point I got pads. And I don't think this is like the ultimate solution. I think there are other ways. I have my eye set on other ways. But as of right now, of the situation that I am, I think this is the best option for me. And I'm so happy that I thought about it, because ever since I don't have to worry anymore about dealing with the absolute mess, and you really don't understand. If you ever got to see the pictures, you have an idea, but chances are you didn't. And I do have to tell you, it's so much, okay? And I'm also letting you know that, because I know that makes you hard. I know that you want all of that on you. I know that you want to be... I know that you want to fuck it out of me. I know that you want to have your face in my pussy while it's gushing. And I'm just trying to give you visuals of all the wonders. All the wonders that she can give you. Oh, God. Oh, I'm just rubbing my clit. I started touching just the outside of my pussy, and my hand came in contact with my clit, and, you know, it is swollen. Oh God, I'm so turned on. I might need to use another pad. We'll see. And it might be. It is a very real possibility. I think this is still good. But it might need... We'll see. I don't know. I'm feeling good. Feeling good? Don't know if I might need another one. We're gonna find out soon. I think I'm gonna send you closer, so you can hear it better. Well, I can't help that, okay? All of that. Oh, fuck.
is coming out of me. Oh, fuck. Yes, I do definitely need another one. Oh, fuck. We're safe. There's nothing on the bed. Okay, that's good. That's really good. How am I going to move? I don't know. Okay. I will manage. I will figure it out. We need to get this to the side first. And I need to sort of dry my ass a bit first. And get this. And get this out of the way. Ugh. I definitely need the bigger pads. The small ones are really not cutting it. Coño, pero ¿y tú? Oh, fuck, my ass is dripping. God, no, yes, yeah, something got into bed. It's just a bit. It's nothing so dramatic. But still. I've said it. I will keep saying it. I refuse to lay on top of a wet spot. Absolutely refuse to. It does smell a lot like me, you know? Oh, God. It's a good thing that I am very comfortable with the way that my pussy smells. So, where were we? Oh, okay. Yeah, we were in my pussy absolutely making a mess. Yes. You know, I know that I haven't really done much in the sense. I did say I was sleepy. I know that I haven't really done much in terms of giving you instructions, but I have to tell you, you can do whatever you want so long as you don't come. I don't really care. I don't really mind, unless I say otherwise, of course, because my priority here is not your cock. Like, so much not your cock right now. The priority here is my pussy, okay? So this is what we are focusing on. I'm not thinking about how you're stroking your cock, or how you're rubbing on it, or the pace that you're using, how fast or how slow or how hard or how loose, or if you're taking a break
or if you're fingering yourself, okay? I am not thinking about that. You do you. So long as you don't come. And I'm gonna do me. And you're going to listen to it. And you're going to imagine that it's you fucking me. And we're all going to go along that plan, okay? Oh God, everything is wet. My ass is wet. My legs are wet. And my pussy is very wet. Now you're louder. Can you hear that? Goes again. Oh, I'm more liquid. Fuck. Okay, for context, there's a point. Okay, if I keep rubbing at my G spot and I keep rubbing at it, there comes a point in which it gets like oversensitive, and it just makes me want to cry and absolutely keep going, and we are there, and this is the point where I usually keep rubbing at it but also start going deeper into my surface. Oh God, the first time I fully gushed, I remember I was pressing up my cervix. Oh God, it just feels so good. You know, I don't. I don't think I ever feel as nice. I don't think I ever feel as happy. Oh God, I feel it in my whole body. I feel like I want to do this. All the time. All the time. Oh.
Oh, fuck. I need to drink some water. That was really nice. That was really nice. I have to tell you, I got really sensitive there in the end. Like, borderline. A tiny bit of pain, which, you know, it's manageable. But I am not, I don't think I'm gonna keep going because I don't enjoy the pain. You know, I am not into pain. I can deal with a little bit of it mixed in with pleasure, all fine and good. But I have like, it's not even a low tolerance to pain. I mean, I have my nipples burst, and I have at the very least 25 tattoos. I am fine with pain. I can deal with it. But there's a difference between, yes, I am able to tolerate it, and I am fine, and getting off on it. I don't think that I'm the type of person that gets off on pain. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to keep going because I think if I do, it's going to be painful and I don't want that because then I'm going to be too sore tomorrow, but not in the nice way. So, okay, let's take it out. There's a point post-orgasm where if I have a toy inside my pussy and I'm trying to pull it out, she's not letting it happen. Like, she's resistant, clenched, and not cooperating, which is right now. Niña, pero qué pasa? Oh. We got it out. It's all fine. Good. But it was a bit of a pull, you know? I have no idea. Whatever. I should be all relaxed and happy and all, which I am, mind you. This is my aftercare right now. But if you disturb her, if you mess with it, she tightens up. Overall, it was great. I had a very good time. And now, my boy, sweet, sweet boy, I already came, and you haven't. And I have to say, I had thought about having you come at the same time as me. But, you know, I was so focused on me, you know, the priority of this audio being my pleasure, that I didn't really stop to think about saying that you could come. But I'm thinking, you know, you can come with me if you want to. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to listen to this audio again.
And then when you get to the point where I'm coming, you have my permission to come. But you have to wait until there. So you're going to have to listen to this whole thing again if you want to reach that point. Now, of course, you will know that you have my permission to come. But yeah. I guess I'm just going to leave you right now because you have an audio to listen to, right? If you so want to come, I advise you to get to it quickly.